Kum Len Rablan Gemara, we're up to the test of all of the two dots. So then we have to push it, individuals. Maise Shebo Bonav. So the Mishnah tells us there's a machlekes between the three, the Tanakh, Rabbi Lezer, the Chachamim, and Gamliel. Rabbi Lezer says you can read Krishna till the first third or quarter of the night. Chachamim say till midnight, and Gamliel says until Amud HaShachar, until the morning. And we explained yesterday the machlekes were showing him how to understand the Chachamim, where the Chachamim are saying that the Chatchila you should read before Chatzos. But B'deavid, you can read even after midnight till the morning. And the Gemara says that even the Chatchila you can read till the morning. Is that Pshat? Or, like the Rambam learns, then no. Everyone holds the Chatchila you should read before Chatzos, before midnight. But the Chacham holds that even B'deavid you cannot read after midnight. Because the Chacham have the power to take away mitzvah in the Torah. And the Gemara holds that even B'deavid, that only B'deavid you can read until Amud HaShachar. Yesterday we learned that B'Shim Melchoy said you can read till sunrise. That's Shasat Chak, which is more than B'deavid. Maise, there's a story, Shabo, one of his kids came in and they asked him a question, what should we do? The question is, didn't they know the father's opinion? Why suddenly today, they didn't hear what their father had to say until now? Says the Gemara, this is the purpose of the question. There were questions, they knew what their father said. They want to understand the logic behind it. There's two ways of understanding the logic behind Rabbi Gamliel. One is Rabbi Gamliel Lacham arguing the definition of the word b'shachbacha. B'shachbacha can mean, Rabbi Lezer holds b'shachbacha means when you go to sleep. That's why he holds you can only reach Shema until the first third of the night, quarter of the night. Rabbi Gamliel has b'shachbacha means while you are sleeping. That means you can read the whole night. How do we understand the Chachamim? There's two ways of understanding the Chachamim. No, while people are sleeping, not you. So there's two ways of understanding the Chacham. They say till midnight. One way is, the Shachbar is while people go to sleep, but they believe that people go to sleep later. They don't go to sleep so early. They sleep till midnight, go to sleep till midnight. Or the Shachbar means while people are asleep. But, they agree with Rabbi Gamliel, you can read technically till the morning. It's only the Chacham came along and stepped in and said, you should read it till midnight. Either the Chatchil or even the Yavid. So which one is it? Because the halacha should be like Chacham, not like you. So we need to know what the Chacham is saying. So he said, this is what they're saying to the father. The Rabbanan argue on you, the Yochid, but I'm like Rabbim. Do they argue in the definition of Shachar and we have to follow the Rabbim? Or maybe they hold like you as well. And they hold Shachar technically you're allowed to read until the morning. And Chatzais is only Rahachaka. Behind the Karma Chatzais, Rahachaka, and this is a Chatzais only to this house from Aveda. Amalu Rabban, the Rabbanon said, Kavosi Svidalu, so Rabban Gamliel said to them, I guess, the Rabban said to his kids, the Rabbanon agree with me. That you can read technically till the morning. Therefore, the Chayavim Atem, you are obligated to read Krishna right now because you were an oinus. This is not a case of B'deavid, this is a case of an oinus because you were singing at a wedding and whatever it took you till the morning. So why the Chama say till Chatzais? To distance a person from doing an Aveda. What do you mean? Yeah, you're right. But the only thing is, we're looking at time slots. So time slots, this is the correct order. Third, we have. And furthermore, the Chachamim don't even explain the reason. So Gamliel was explaining the reason of Chachamim. Chachamim don't tell us why they say Chatzais.
So is that man in agreement?
No, he's telling this is a Pshat. I mean, we're assuming that's what the Pshat of Chachamim is, but he's the one who's revealing to us what it is. And he's saying, well, loizu b'vad amru, not only this, they say that technically you're allowed to read till amud shachar. But the Chacham came in and said, we want you to chatzai, but also karbanis as well. Karbanis, you're allowed to eat it till the morning, but Chacham said, stop at chatzai, so you shouldn't have any nice leftovers. Hekta chalovin machlekes Rashi and Rambam, whether they also stopped it b'chatzai, so that goes till the morning. So the question is, Rabbi Gamliel, Mika Amar Ad Chatzos Diktoni V'Loizu Bevad. When Rabbi Gamliel adds Loizu Bevad, sounds like he's giving his own opinion. Not only this do we stop at midnight, but also Kabbanis. But this you don't stop at midnight. You're holding Rikishma till the morning. Amar Hachi Kamal. This is what he's saying. He's still explaining the opinion of Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel ben Rabbi Gamliel's kids. I feel the Rabban. The Gamliel would say Ad Chatzos. Even the Chachamim would say till midnight. Mitzvasa Adi Alamur Shachet till the morning. Ad Chatzos. Lacham Laveda. This Lacham Laveda. Hekte chalavim, etc. Now, the Mishnah should have added another thing. The Achilles Pesachim. The Korban Pesach, technically allowed to eat until the morning, but the Chacham say you have to stop a Chatzais. Because we know there's an opinion that says Chatzais. Why does the Mishnah include that? Is a raya that the opinion of Elazar ben Azayu says Ad Chatzais doesn't mean as a Hachok, it means that technically when it comes to a Korban Pesach, it's different than all other Kabbanas, it stops at midnight. You have to stop at midnight. Why? We'll see in a minute why. And this, therefore, this is a Stam Mishnah that supports that opinion that Korban Pesach is different than all other Kabbanas, it stops at midnight. Only question I couldn't understand is how do we know when the Mishnah says Kabbanas, Achil Kochim, it didn't include Korban Pesach? It doesn't itemize any other Kabbanas. Maybe the Mishnah also included Korban Pesach. It's also Kochim. For some reason or other, the Gemara assumed that Pesach would have been highlighted separately, not as part of Kochim, but as because it's part of the Yom Tov, because the Rebbe explains that Korban Pesach is sort of in between a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur. All Kabbanas fall under one category or another. Either you're a Korban Yochid, you know, a shlamim, you bring your own carbon, a chattas, an asham, or you're a carbon tzibur, a carbon tabid, a carbon musaf. Pesach is right in between. Every individual brings it, but you all have to bring it together. Well, you don't find any other carbon. So it's a separate category than all other kabbanis. It doesn't fit into kachim, whether kachim kalim or kachim. So the Mishnah should have highlighted, what about carbon Pesach? Because it doesn't, Zaraya Pesach is different.
So if you've got fellows in your garden lift of both kabbanis tibur and kabbanis yochid, they have to keep it separately to know which one they
No, once the Mizbeach, it's the Mizbeach owns it. Yes, it's proper bride.
Yeah, but the point is, what happens if you didn't manage to put it onto Pesach? Or are you supposed to put
That's the Machlek of Rashi and Rambam, whether the din of Chatzai applies to Hekta Chalavim as well or not, number one. And then even if it does, is it only Al Chatzil or even B'diabit? Which is the Machlekes the Rambam.
What's that? So in other words, it has to be burnt on Shabbat?
No, it has to be singed. It has to be on the Mizbech. Then we learn Kiva Sha'olu, and then it falls down, you know, it's all right, you put it back up. It says in the question, it says in the Braise, Krishma, Arvis, and Halil, Belelib, Sachim, and Achilas, Pesach, Mitzvah, Mudashachar, that the Mitzvah Pesach is Mudashachar. So why doesn't our mission include that it's a Mudashachar, but you only brought it forward because of this Gezerah, we're scared you'll take advantage? I'm ready to the Kasha. It's not a, no Kasha. Hold Abu Lazim and Zayah, keep attacking Machlaikis. Abu Lazim and Zayah hold that you have to stop eating the current Pesach by midnight. Not because of a harchaka, that's the din of Korban Pesach. And that brice that says you can do it till the morning is Rabbi Akiva. And within that, whether he should still stop midnight because of a harchaka or not, is two opinions. But definitely, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah is our Mishnah. What's the story? The time we learned, V'ochlu is habosa, you should eat the flesh of the Korban Pesach, b'layla hazeh. Very strange word, this night. Obviously, we're talking about this night. Just say at night. The hazeh is extra, this. We're talking about Pesach. Obviously, it's extra in order to teach you a gzera shava. It says here, this night. It says later on, when he killed out the firstborn of Avati, that I'll cross Mitzrayim this night. Just like this, till midnight. It means that what? You can eat the Korban Pesach until midnight. That's what the word hazeh is being used for. We have another pasuk which seems to indicate to us, it says that in the pasuk, this is how you should eat, and so on and so forth. It says you should eat them b'chipazon. What do you mean with haste? Ad shas chipazon, until you have to make haste, which is in the morning when Eden had to leave Mitzrayim. In other words, the Korban Pesach was eaten all night. The whole parasha is talking about Pesach. You have to eat matzah this night. Then it says in Shech the Korban Pesach, and eat it at night. So which night do you think we're talking about? Parasha, that night. So why does it have to say at night at all? Because Yochel, I would have thought that the Pesach should be like any of the Kachim Yishechta during the day, start eating it straight away by day. Tell you at night, only at night you eat it, and not the day. Yishechta for an afternoon, you can't start eating it straight away. You got to wait till it's dark. In fact, the Seder, we have to wait until it's totally dark. You cannot, according to some, you cannot even daven early and so on. But Lailu Nechla be a money at night, not by day. Says Gemara Bishleim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, makes it Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, the East Lake Zayah Shava. I understand why it says the word Hazeh, because it's a Zayah Shava. It's a Zayah Hazeh, it says the word Hazeh. Rabbi Kiva, Hazeh, my Rabbi Kiva, who doesn't like Zayah Shava, why does the Tayyid have to use the word Hazeh? Says the Gemara, Lumlute Laila Acher, who does. It's coming to tell you this night, but not the following night. Why would you think that you eat it the following night as well? The second time I thought, how you lepesa kachim kalim? And shlomi kachim kalim. Just like shlomi is 2 days and one night. I pesa nechachim lelecha. Say live mecha. Here, okay, we don't have 2 days and one night. We start at night. But maybe you should have Korban Pesach should be two nights and the day in between, just like the Korban Shlamim is 2 days and the night in between. We know you cannot eat it the day, as soon as you shecht it, because it says balayla. You start eating it at night. Okay. But a Korban Shlamim is 2 nights, is 2 days and a night. So here, the Tater, for whatever reason, reversed it.
Because you pushed off the starting time, you push off the finishing
Time. Now, Machlekes Rashi and Rashbam, if the day in between was the part of the half minute to eat, because Rashi says the day in between definitely was not. We read a little from balayla, only at night you can eat it. But we meant that the day in between is like, is not a hefsik, is a bridge. The Rashbam says, no, we would have thought that the day in between you allowed to eat, not the day preceding, but the day in between you allowed to eat. The machlek is like this. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah compares it to a korban teidah, and Rabbi Kiva compares it to korban shlamim. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah says like a korban teidah, so we would think night and day comes balayla only at night and not by day. That's what we would have thought. We would have thought you can eat it straight after you shecht it, like a normal korban teidah, day followed by night, and says no. You can only do balayla at night, because he compared it to korban teidah. Rabbi Kiva said, no, the reason why you need hazayah is because we would have thought it's like a korban shlamim. So this is a fundamental machlekes, the whole Pesach. What is it all about? According to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, the whole idea of Korban Pesach is about us. The Yom Tov is about us. When we have a nest that happens to us, you bring Korban Teideh. And therefore, that's what it is. Korban Teideh, we make a nest, and we have the challahs and the matzahs. That's why we have all these matzahs and so on and so forth. Because they're corresponding to the matzahs, we have a Korban Teideh. It's a Korban Teideh. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva said the current Pesach is like a shlamim. A shlamim, there are two beneficiaries. Hashem is a beneficiary. It's a shlamim. Shalom Hashem and Shalom Bailev, and we are beneficiary because Pesach is our yomtiv, but it's also equally the Eibush's yomtiv. It's not just about us. It's about the Eibush that he now got a nation to go to Har Sinai to get the Torah, and that's what the yomtiv is about: celebrating a shlamim. And because they're arguing in how we view the whole Pesach, that's why we have this argument here. Okay, this is drush, poetic license. Anyway. He learns it out from the fact that it said don't leave over till the morning. We know you cannot have the second night. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, I was on my bike the second day in the morning. Rabbi Lozer, call bike, bike, the word bike means immediate, the first morning that comes around.
It says it means
true. We actually had that. We'll have that. We'll have that. Bahani Tanoi Kana Tanoi. These two Tanoi, Rosh Mazayin and Akiva, actually have very similar to a machlekes of a generation before between Rabbi Shua and so on. And Rabbi Lazar. Time we learned. Sham, it says in the Pasuk, three time slots. Sham Tizbach Es HaPesach Be'erev. There you should check the Korban Pesach at night. Then it says Kivoy HaShemesh, when the sun sets, that's a second time slot. And then it says Mo Yitzeischem Mitzrayim, the time you left Mitzrayim, which is a third time slot. What's going on here? Rabbi Lezer, I'm be'erev atzvei'chi shechted in the afternoon. Erev, as soon as the sun begins to set, 12:30 in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, as soon as it comes to set, it's already considered it's called erev, setting. Ukevoy HaShemesh ato oichel, when the sun set finally at night, that's when you eat. Umoyitzeischem Mitzrayim, I say, when do you burn? When you left Mitzrayim, which is in the morning. Now, right now it sounds like Rabbi Lezer holds, but all night long you can eat the Korban Pesach. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua. So this is a generation before Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer Zayah. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer Zayah. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua and says, Be'ereb ato zaveh yeshecht in the afternoon. Kivoy HaShemesh ato oichel, you eat at night. Ba'ad mosi ato oichel v'oichel, when you can eat, at night, till the morning, taste the Mitzrayim. So what's machlekes? Must be, Rabbi Yeshua said you can do it till the morning. You can eat till the morning. Rabbi Lezer Ben Hukin doesn't say that. So most Rabbi Lezer holds that you burn it in the morning, but you can eat it only until midnight. Otherwise, why are they arguing it? So that's the same machlekes as Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. The Rebbe said the same machlekes. Everyone agrees. When did they redeem Mitzrayim? When you go to bed, only at night. It says, "Mitzrayim Lila." They're taking out Mitzrayim at night. When are they taking out Mitzrayim at night? That as soon as Makom Chedesh started, they already. That was like the Gula. Exactly. So you have two Yom Tovim. Ushi Yotzel Yisrael, but they left by day. It says, "Makom Chedesh Nei Shabbi Yadrimo." Aman Nechlu Ashas Chipozim. The haste. That's what forced them to say, get out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's midnight. And Rabbi Kiva says, Chipazin the Yisrael. So the Pashup Pshat is when Eden left. But there's another possible Pshat. There's a Masechta called Masechta Smachas. For whatever reason, even though we go Daf Yom, we go through the whole Shas, there's a whole bunch of little Masechtas that we don't go through. Which is a pity, because no one learns it. But one of the Masechtas is called Masechtas Smachas, which is all about Avelis. So they use a euphemism, Smachas. That's the only Masechta Shas that has an introduction. Simcha. Smachot.
Why couldn't all these little ones have been including
Dafyon? Some say Rabbanu Svaroy wrote it, so they kept it separate. I don't know. It's a backup of Avodah Zarah. And some of them have Gemaras. Masechta Kala has Gemaras. But it's no Mefarshim on it. Except Yaakov, whatever, very little. So it said.
What do you call them put into the Rav Shas?
It's not an article either. Yeah, I don't know why Askel didn't translate either.
Yeah, but
Askel uses basically the layout of the Shas. The old Encino Shas went through all those Masechtas. But because there's nothing really there in the Mefarshim, it's going to be very hard to translate it properly because there's very few. There's no Mefarshim on it except. And the Mefarshim there on the bottom is mainly by Gersois, you know, what the Gers is. Bottom line, it is a Hagdama, the introduction to the Masechtas Machas. It's the only Masechtas Shas that has an introduction. And in that introduction, he says, he brings two psukim. In one pasuk, it says that all the firstborn were killed at night, which is the way we always learn. Brings another pasuk that by day, the Bechayrim died. So he asks this contradiction. And he answers, they all died midnight. But then the Abishah said, the Jews won't appreciate the miracle that I made because it's too late, they didn't see it. So I'm going to give their neshamas back. I put the neshamas all back into the firstborn. And in the morning, they're going to go outside, and the Eden will go outside, and right in front of their eyes, every Bechayda is going to drop dead. So the Eden will see my miracle. So there were two Shas Chipazans. There was one that actually happened, which is Chipazan the Mitzrayim. And then there's the Chipazan when the Eden saw what happened last night, which was in the morning. And that's the Machayda of Shura Bekiva. Is it when the Ness happened, or when the Eden saw the Ness? What was the main thing here?
So it's more right. What's an introduction to the Masechta? What's the connection?
Dying.
So whoever put it together.
Why is it a simcha dying? Why do you call it a simcha dying? Because sometimes when people die, it's a simcha. Makid Chaydis was a big simcha.
So
maybe.
Whoever put this together,
and gave an introduction
together. That's what you're saying.
We don't know who wrote the introduction either. We don't know who wrote it. Maybe the one Sfaroy wrote it. It's definitely from a medrash somewhere. It's not like a guy made it. Rabbi Kiva, give us a my chipazon, chipazon the Yisrael. Tell me what we learned. It's the Yachas, I'm going to come and say, Laila, Hashem, I'm going to come and say, Laila, Yotzu, Vala, Yotzu, be in, they went up by day, Shanem, and Mokhla, Pesach, Yotzu, Vala, 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 Says him, right? The Dabin, talking about Mitzrayim, we continue. Dabin, I'm pleading with the Yidden. I'm begging you, Leich, Vamoylehem. He saw Abish saying, Moshe, I'm begging you, go to the Yidden and Mivakosha, Michem, Shalom, and Mitzrayim, Klikesiklisa. Beg, I want you to go ahead and ask Yidden to go into the Mitzrayim houses and borrow from them the silver and the golden pottery and all that. Why? Because I'm worried about Avram, he'll have kindness to me. The great tzaddik Avram Avinu will have complaints, will have recriminations against me. He'll say, it comes to that section by Bris Ben Absarim when he said the Jews will suffer and enslave for so many years, you fulfilled. But when it came to the part of going out with the large plunder, you didn't fulfill. Very difficult Gemara, as everybody asks. The only reason why Hashem has to keep his word is to satisfy Avram. No, but the fact that I said that I promised it doesn't matter. I don't have to keep my word. But Avram will have kindness. I can't take his kindness. What does that even mean? So one of the Ganyim answers, a beautiful pshat. A number of answers, but it's a beautiful answer. There's a rule called Kamle Bidurabimene, which is that if somebody burns a house down on Shabbos, if I take a spear, we learned in Marek Subas, I take a spear and I pierce somebody's mink coat and kill him at the same time, I get killed for it, but I don't have to pay for the mink coat, because we give you the stricter punishment. So now that the Abish is going to kill all the Mitzrim, he didn't say, Tavrom, I'm going to kill the Mitzrim, but now that the Abish decided to give them capital punishment, they're all going to die, perish, and the Yamsov and everything else, how can the Abish take the money away? Kamle Bidurabimene, you can't take the money and take their lives at the same time. But we had the Mura Laflam al the Nksuvis. Misa Lazer or Mormon Lazer, if let's say you're wearing someone else's mink coat, or this guy is wearing someone else's mink coat, and I destroy the mink coat and kill him at the same time, I have to pay the money because Misa Lazer, I'm getting killed because I killed this person, but Mormon Lazer, the money is for that person. Says the Abishter, I'm killing the Mitzrayim because they bothered me, my children got hurt. But I'm going to give the money because they bothered Avram that his children got hurt. That I can do. So that's why he said Avram. Royal lawyer said to him, Olavai Shenate.
So the what do you call it? So they had the tainus against the cleaning up the Mitzrim, right
now, like tomorrow.
So they had a
tainus.
So they went to the Romans.
Oh, you're saying when he said, and Gvir Psisi came along and defended.
So they even could have answered it was common with the Rabbanim.
Okay, I guess Gvir Psisi had a better answer. On Lamdas, pay our wages. Amrulai, they said to him, when Moshe Rabbeinu told him this, the Eden said to him, you think we care about the money? Get us out of here. And Mash Eladam, this is an example for a person, Shah Yechavish Vesudim, is incarcerated by Yoimim Levin, and other people telling him, Yoimim tell him, Ben Adam Vesudim, you should know that tomorrow you'll be taken out of jail. Mebeis Asudim. Venoish Chalamachim Harben, plus you get compensated. Why tomorrow? It's Yana Yoim Ve'enim Vakish Klum. Just take me out, I don't need the money. Same thing here. You're telling me that eventually we're going to go out. Forget the Makas, just take it out of Mitzrayim right now. We don't need the money, nothing.
No, we wouldn't take compensation from Germans.
Of course I know that, yeah. But a lot of those changed their minds as the years went by. Yeah, vayash ilum. So they sort of were forced to borrow. Who was forced? Oh, but about me, melamed shish ilum bal kochin. They were forced to borrow ikadamni bal kochin mitzrayim against the mitzrayim's will. And that's why makas chayshich there. They went into the houses. They saw where everything was stored, and then they told the mitzrayim, "Give it to us, mitzrayim. We don't have it." They knew exactly where it was. The ikadamni bal kochin d'Israel against the Eden's will. They weren't interested. Man lo mekochin mitzrayim to see if it's positive and not bayis. The people live in the house to chaluk shol. They will force the house to be plundered and divide the spoils. And man lo bal kochin against the Israel against the Eden's will mishum mas. They didn't want to carry the extra burden, the extra weight of schlepping it. They just want to get out of there as soon as possible, but as little as possible. Then it's supposed to be Mitzrayim. They cleaned out Mitzrayim. They purged everything from Mitzrayim. Amar Abasi, Amar Abami, Lam Mitzrayim. They turned Mitzrayim into Kamatsuda like a net. She'ein bo dogon. When a person's a trapper, he has a net. He has a bait in the net. He has, wheat kernels or something. This attracts the birds, attracts the animals. And if you took all that away, there's nothing left. And Ishlaki says, Asu kimetzulish ein badogin, the very depths of the ocean, the very deep parts of the ocean, there are no fish. What's the machlekes here? According to the first opinion, there's still a little bit of left, because even if you take out all the kernels, a few kernels get trapped in the net, in the holes there. Mashengin, in the very depths of the ocean, there's no fish at all, the bacteria or whatever, but there's no fish at all. So that's machlekes, how much the Eden cleaned out. So the Rabbi Abish and others ask, so how is it that it says that the Godul Bizus Hayam, that what the Eden plundered by the Yamsuf, when the Yam spat out all the Mitzrim with all the wealth that they had on their animals, was far greater than the plunder of Mitzrayim? But they had nothing left. It says here when they went out of Mitzrayim, they had nothing left. So where did they get all this extra gold? So the general and universal answer given is that this is private money. But Pare's coffers were so full when Yosef was in charge and he took the money from the whole world, it all sat in Pare's treasury. And the Mitzrayim didn't want to go to chase the Eden. They were scared. After they just lost all the Pachayim, they had 10 Makas. So he had to give them an incentive to go. So he opened up his treasures, the treasury house. He opened up his coffers and said, guys, you go, take all this with you. And they adorned their animals to intimidate the Eden. And that's the second, that's why it was much greater, because he had all the treasures of the world. I will be with you. I was with you. I was with you. In this Golus, I was with you. I will be with you. All future Golus. So Moshe Ben said, it's enough, the Torah in the time. You got to tell me now, I'm going to have more Torahs in the future. What are you trying to tell me here?
Because the time that the Avish just said this to Moshe, they were still in Tzadis.
Exactly. So what do you tell? You have to tell the Eden now, we're getting more Tzadis.
We haven't seen you with us in that.
Yeah, okay, that's so true. I'm not going to baruch lechem alehem, ekesh lechani alechem. Just tell them, you know what? I will send you Eke. The beautiful Peshat will tell you, which is under Rashi this week, it says, because Yaakov legalas the ketz, Yaakov, Rashi said twice, wanted to reveal to his children when Mashiach will come, the ketz, the end of time, and the Abishah left him. The Rebbe and the Sikhas, and everybody asked, what's the urge, the urgency that Yaakov was going to tell his children in 3,500 years Mashiach is coming? In fact, they'll become so despondent and so depressed. What's the point? So there are many answers, but just a beautiful Peshat. It says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that why did Eden go to Mitzrayim all this time? Because of Mechiras Yosef, that's how they were punished, that they were Mitzrayim. So what's the Cheshbon 210 years? So the Zohar says, because when they made a Cherem, when they sold Yosef, they made a Cherem. And which name of Hashem did they use? It says right here, Eke. My name is Eke. Eke is Gematria 21. And at this Cherem, there were 9 Shvatim, and the Eibishter was pulled in. That's why Yitzchak couldn't reveal, divulge to Yaakov. So 10 times 21 is 210. And that's why the Eden were Mitzrayim, but suffered for 210 years. Yaakov was wanted to tell the Shvatim, you're going to be Mitzrayim. It's not going to be forever. It's only going to be for a certain amount of time. But he also knew that Eden, they were going to go to Mitzrayim because what happened, they sold Yosef. But he didn't realize or didn't know that the Eibishter was included in this Chedim. He thought there were 9 Shvatim. Binyamin obviously wasn't there. Reuben wasn't there. And Yosef wasn't involved. There were 9 Shvatim. 9 times 21 is 189. So he made a Cheshbon that the year 190, the Eden are leaving Mitzrayim. This is what Rashi says. Because Yaakov legalas, Yaakov wanted to reveal as haketz, the year Kuf Tzadik, they're leaving Mitzrayim, 190. When Estalik Emen HaShchina, he forgot that the Shchina was part of the Cherem, there were 10. And therefore there'll be 210 years. He miscalculated. Anyway, I don't know why this Gemara is repeated here again. We just had it 2 days ago. Anein Hashem Aneini, Eliyahu Hanavi said by Mincha, answer me, Amar Abavu, Laman, Omer Eliyahu, the Anani, why did he say twice? Melam, Shem Eliyahu, Lefnei Kosh Boru, Bainishalem. Aneini, Shetei, Deishon HaShemayim, answer me, the fire should come down from heaven, V'teichel Kol HaShel HaMizbech, and he consume everything on Mizbech. V'aneini, and answer me, Shetaseir Daitam, that he should remove from their mind any ideas to come to the conclusion that perhaps this is not miracles from Hashem, but rather witchcraft or sorcery, or that kind of stuff.
That's okay.
They shouldn't say it's Maisa Kishif. Says that you cause their hearts to follow me and realize that this is the miracle from the Eibishter. Says the Mishnah, okay, Me'aim, we talked about Meiriv.
It's a double lotion, no
shosim. Eka asher eka.
Because you had a double lotion, there would be more dolphins here, so they can refer back to the double lotion of Eliyahu.
Okay. And then go back a step. Why you mention about Eka asher eka? Just because we're talking about Mitzrayim over here? Why did we talk about the first time double lotion? It had nothing to do with the previous Gemara. Just to happen to be that talking about Mitzrayim. So there's so many other things you talk about in season Mitzrayim, which is all relegated to other Gemaras. Why punkt here? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It says in Mishnah, Me'emus, like Kodesh Mabashachri, why do we reach Mabashachris? Meshayakir ben Chelis 11. When you can recognize, this is a Krishna, when you can recognize the difference between blue wool and white wool. And because in the midst of Tzitzis, you have to have blue, Chelis, and you have to have loven. The Rambam holds that Chelis is, The Rambam holds that Chelis is only one string out of the eight. The Raivet holds Chelis is two strings out of the eight. And Rashi and Tosfos holds that it's four strings out of the eight, half and half, half white and half. And the difference is the main mitzvah tchelis as well as lavan, or the mitzvah lavan? And tchelis is a supporting act. Rambam and the Raiva clearly hold it's a supporting act. The main thing is the lavan, and that's why it's seven or six of the strings are lavan. And the Rambam, I'm saying this because Tosfos here says shneichut, and the others say that no. The mitzvah is that chelis and lavan. So because and it says by Krishma, with isim oisah is chartim, and you through this mitzvah you'll know another mitzvah, which is the time of reading Krishma. So therefore, that's why chelis comes in the picture. So the chilu between chelis and lavan. Rabbi Lezer says
one is chelis, one is really half.
Yeah, but it's, what do you mean? Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's
one
half,
out of eight.
It's a half.
Yeah.
So
yes. So you're saying one out of eight, you color, you only put into the die. It's die, right? You only put into the die one string. Yeah. Yet when it comes to the chulias, the Rambam holds that all the chulias are tchelis except the top and the bottom. And the Rashi tells that all the chulias are lavan except the top and the bottom. Now, what exactly why that's like counter the strings? I don't know exactly. Rabbi Lezer Amir Beit Chelis Lekarsi. It's between blue and Karsi. Machlek is showing what Karsi means. Karsi means leek. Normally Karsi is Greek. It's Greek, green. So one means green and blue. So they say it's like a green that's it's a bluish green, whatever that is. And others say that Karsi doesn't mean green. Karsi means indigo, some kind of a shade of blue, a regular blue and a darker blue, which means you need a lot more light. Until when? Ad Neitzachama. So the first time the Mishnah holds, you can only read Krishna until Neitzachama. Until 3 hours. Because that's when kings stand up. And even though in Moshe Shabbos we have a few things, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they say the Eden Abinim Lachimim, and we don't pass them like him. When it comes to Krishna, we follow the kings. We're royalty. If the kings wake up, then Kumecha, they say, good enough. But if you read after this time, after a quarter day, it's like reading the Torah. So it's not hours, it's Shah's manage, right? You take the day and you divide it into 12 parts. And interesting how the Alter Rebbe Milgon and many of these things agree, are unanimous. In other words, the Magen Avraham Paskins, that the day starts from Udash Shachar until Seitz HaChavim. The Alter Rebbe Milgon both Paskins, that the day starts from Neitzachama until Shkia. Not the Shkunar, but in the Siddur. And interesting, you look in the calendars around the world, some of them will say the time of the Groh, and some of them will say the time of the Baal Tanya. Depends who printed the calendar, but it's the same thing. So I think about it. My bent chelis 11. What do you mean between blue and white? Elam bent gvavad amr chivro le gvavad amr dichro. They have a ball of wool, whether it's white or a ball of wool or blue. Habalan amidyot. Even at night you can tell. You know, but just moonlight you can tell the difference between blue and white. Element chelis shabal lomish. But according to Rashi, you have one piece of material that you dyed, and parts of it the dye didn't go through. So you have white and you have blue. Taisa says, no, it's talking about tzitzis, because it says, deorisim, I say, through this mitzvah, you'll know other mitzvahs. In the mitzvah, it's talking about tzitzis, that you have blue strings and you have white strings, and if you can tell the difference between the blue strings and the white strings, and they're so close together, or in the chulyas, that they're all tied together. what do you call it? And therefore, it's, if you can really tell, because they're compressed, so the blue and the white.
It's harder to see the contrast.
I guess when they're so close together at night, can't really tell. Maybe the blue takes over, you know, it sort of totally obscures the white. Time we learned.
I made. I mean, they're
actually brighter because you have the stars are very yeah, true. You're right. You know, the additional street light. Wolf and a dog. You know, even during the day, I can't tell there's a wolf and a dog. Between a domesticated donkey and a wild donkey. And over here, the chedim obviously cannot be lameir. Usually it is. Achedim say, Mishiyides chavere rochik dald amekren. If you can recognize, not a very close friend, but not a stranger, somebody that you're an acquaintance, if you can recognize, that means there's enough light out there. Amr abunah halokha, halokha kachedim. Amr abayah, let tefillin kachedim. It comes to tefillin halokha like a chedim. The word that you can stop putting on tefillin when you can recognize your friend 4 hours away. But as the Rishayim say, really you can put on tefillin even earlier than that. You're allowed to put on tefillin whenever you want. You're allowed to put on the night as well.
Put another thing here.
They
forgot to say when the
Gabbal
calls,
they are time for Tabasim. Because we say, halacha ve'ein moirin came, which means that technically you put on a night as well, we don't tell anybody. So if somebody... Because people fall asleep in the night, we don't want to. But I remember in 1973 when they had the oil embargo, I don't know about here, but in America they had the oil embargo, and then they decided not to change the clock. So in the winter, we had daylight savings, which means that it didn't get... Amud HaShachar probably was like a quarter to 8 o'clock in the morning, people had to go to work. And Netz HaCham would have been, you know, 9 o'clock. So no one knew what to do, how you daven. So they asked the Moshe, and he found a heter that everyone could daven early. And part of the heter, well, he brought a bane of pettits over there, and part of the heter was also what I just said to you. You're allowed to put on film, even though it says here, when you miss Yaakov Chavele, but technically you're allowed to put on before. Halacha Le'Moyne came. He said, I'm not telling you, I'm just talking to myself. So that, you know, that there's a way when you have no breda. Sorry? Yeah. Okay, but Krishna, we should follow the Vasikin. Vasikin, according to Rashi, are people who are very humble and they love doing mitzvahs. According to Ben Yonah, Vasikin means sharp. They're very sharp people. Vasikin, how you're going to Neitz HaChama, Vasikin is to conclude the Krishna with Neitz HaChama. Okay, and why? We'll see in the time we learned. Vasikin, how you're going to Neitz HaChama, Vasikin is to conclude with Neitz HaChama, Kadesh Yismar Gula Tfila, in order that they should be able to say Krishna and then continue davening of Strength of Shmanesa, and Venintzim is Pal B'yem, and you davening Shmanesa by Neitz HaChama, because that's the ideal time of davening Shmanesa. Omer Abzei to my Korah, how do you know that's the ideal time? It says in the Pasuk Yiro Ucha that Kabbalah's O Shemal Chashamayim should be Im Shemesh around the time when the sun rises, and at night as well. And the best time to daven Mincha is late, not early, Ziz Magdimim, but late. When the sun, before the sun sets. That's the best time to have mincha. Now, big machlek is a shayna over here, if this is a din in Krishna or din in Shmanesah. Why do you have to, why then in Krishna b'nei zechama? Is the main thing because of Shmanesah to daven Shmanesah b'nei zechama, and the only way to do that, if you want to bring gula two together, is do in Krishna then. But as far as Krishna is concerned, you can read any time. Or is a din in Krishna that Krishna should daven for b'nei zechama? The halach is a din in Shmanesah, so you can read Krishna anytime you want. But the Shmanesah in the Sagraim says over there that a person should be machmir, every person should be machmir, no matter what time you're going to daven. You should wake up before Neitz HaChama, including Shabbos, and read Krishna to be Yetze, those shittas that say that you have to read Krishna before Neitz HaChama, and then go back to sleep. And then you'll daven later and do your whatever.
Should you put the
tefillin
on to do that?
No, it clearly says, even though the Figur Rebbe says that, and the Rebbe wrote Hosicha, the Toshen Chai, that even though the Figur Rebbe said, you know, you should put on tefillin when you say Krishna, that you bring from the Gemara, actually we'll learn the Gemara in the third page, that you don't have to, which is interesting, that he changed the meaning. But the Alter Mishkanot clearly says, you say Krishna, beloy tefillin. Before the time, let's continue. In similar test, hey Rabbi Yisi, what is it? Hey Rabbi Yisi, Yochim, Meshum Kol Kiddush Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisi, Yochim testified on behalf of the Holy Community in Yerushalayim. Kol Asoimer Geula Letfila Einu Nezer Kol Yom Kulei. If you do this daven, you daven that way, you'll never get harmed. I'm going to say the Ein is not so bad. No, I'm Samchi Viziki. I did it and I got harmed. I'm like Ma'izaki. What was the harm? The Imtai is also Be'Malka. You had to bring a gift. You had to bring Hadassim to the royal family. No, Hosanam Bar Lemevi Agri. She got, you know, you got away with cheap because really you have to pay money Lemezab Malka. You know what kind of chus it is to see the royal family? You should, I mean, Hadin, you should pay money to go see, fly and go see the royal family. A person should run to see the Jewish royal family. Not only the Jewish family, and we'll see anymore later that even you can be metamid, the kohen can jump over grave sites in order to see the royal family. When the queen comes there, you got to go and see her. Yeah. But you know why? We'll be zeiche yavchin be malki Yisrael and malki Yaakov. We'll appreciate Mashiach will come. We'll appreciate what royalty really is. So you paid. Who cares if you paid? You paid more. It's not a hezek. It's not a hezek at all. You did a mitzvah. Yeah. True. When you go to your town, I want you to go visit Abroina, Achi, my brother, bring your whole entourage with you. The Adam Godlu. Okay, I don't know. Like the previous kings were all good people. This is the Romans are great. The Adam Godlu was a great man. The Sameach mitzvah, and you know what makes so great about him? Not because of the big Talmud Chacham. He loved, he had simcha when he did mitzvahs. And I'll tell you what happened. My brother, Breiner, not my brother. What do you call it? Abeloi said to Ula, my brother, Abreiner. Because Zimnacha that once Zomagula Tfilah, Pasi Choka Bepumi Kulayemah, he didn't stop smiling the whole day. Very difficult to understand. What do you mean one day? Every day we do Smichas Gula Tfilah. So obviously it has something to do with Netzach Ham or something that he did, like the Vesikin, and he a whole day had a smile plastered to his face. Exactly. Obviously, otherwise, what's the thing? Hey, Matisamich. I said, how can you say we bring Gula next to Tefillah? We say Hashem Sfasai, which is a hefsik. You know what? Only by we're talking about Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv, that's when you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yechon Eizah ben and Ma'ariv is only Rishus. You don't have to daven. The Gemara of Rabbi Yechon says Eizah ben Aram Habas and Gula Tfila. Even Ma'ariv, you should be saying Gula Tfila. Whether Rishus or Chayva, you should say Gula next to Tfila. Rabbi Elazar, Tehei b'tum, you know what? Mincha. By Mincha, that's when you say Hashem's Fasai, because there's no Gula there. Now, Vashi Yomar Tfila Tehema Kula. The Kivun de Kavur Abana B'Tfila. Since now it's Parash Menesek, it's Tfila Adichadam, it's Parash Menesek. You like Tehema, I'll prove it to you. Arvi is Heichim Mazom. You tell me, my Ma'ariv will bring you closer. V'boi Lamei Mashkevenu, don't be Ashkevenu. El Kivu you had before. El Kivu de Kina Abana Shkevenu, go Adichadam. You know what? It's Parah Davening. Hachanami, Kivun de Wur Abana Tfila, it's Tfila Adichadam, it's Parah Davening. And Tase had before the whole thing about Yidu and Enu and all that. Mechdi says, Mother, how you lots him if you've been Mashal Basoi, if Mashal Mikari, you lots it could have been at the end, it could have been the beginning, that it should be willing that all my words should go up. So why do we say the end of Shemnesa? The Bina Meimah, my time but Tiknu Abon Lachi Ches Brachas, why the end of Shemnesa? Lim the Mikar. Lim the Mikar, once in the beginning. Omri Vibra Shem and Pazi, Hoyle since. La Omri David El Acha Yut Ches Pashi, David said the end of the 18 Pashas of Hillim, actually the end of Capital Yutes. La Firatina Abon Lachi Yut Ches Brachas after 18. Fedi Gemara Han Yut Ches Yutes, have you looking to Hillim, it's a 19th Pedic. Ash Yish, Vol Mashgoyim Chod Pashi, we answer that the first two are really one Pasha. Interesting, the Gemara says it's one, yet in all of our Tillims, it's two. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Berei Roshim Pazi, Kuv Gimel Pashis, Omer David, Omer Haluka, Atcherov, Mapolos Yisroim. Until he saw the Mapolos Yisroim, Shemar, it says, Yitamu Chatoyim, which is Kapitel Kuv Talad, Mino Oretz, Roshim Oid Ein Nom Baruch Yin Nafzah, Shemar Luka. Hani Kuv Gimel Kuv Talad, 104, Elo Shema Mino, Ashrei Ish, Veloma, Rok Shagoyim, Chod the Pashis, it's one Pasha. Lomer Shemar Chmein, Omer Yechim, Kol Pasha, Shehoise Chaviv Al David, any Pasha that David really loved, Pasach Baba Ashrei, Vesayim Baba Ashrei, he started with Ashrei, ended. Pasach Baba Ashrei, Chsiv, it says, Ashrei Ish, it's the very first possible Ashrei that doesn't go up at Tzatzus Shoyim. And the Sayim Ashrei, and it finished the Ashrei, because the end of the Perek Beza says, Ashrei Kol Chosei Boy. So we see that it's one Perek. Tase already asked, there's no other Pasha, no other place that says Ashrei and Ashrei. But it means that Haluka, for example, starting Haluka and ending with Haluka, the same word in the beginning and the end, then it becomes one Perek. So really it's one Perek. So the question is, why do we have it today as two problems? And now it's